Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. There's a lovely photo in the Irish Sun of Mary Lou MacDonald and Brian Stanley. They're at a Sinn Féin event, but it must have been taken years ago because not only do the pair look a lot younger, they're also standing shoulder to shoulder, half smiling into the camera. And the papers have delved into the photo archives this morning to tell the story of the latest developments in the Sinn Féin-Brian Stanley saga. The pictures they use are mostly of the many expressions of Mary Lou MacDonald, none of them smiling. She's pensive in the Mail, looking resigned in the Examiner. Looks like she's correcting someone in the Irish Times and squinting or wincing in the Sun. The Sun headline there is, Stanley knives are out. The Irish Daily Mail says, the Stanley crisis is now a bruising tit for tat for Sinn Féin. Several papers give timelines of the crisis and questions that now need to be answered. Terry Prone, in her column in The Examiner, writes that Mary Lou's interview on this programme yesterday morning raised more questions than answers. She says, the discussion around the timing of the general election now focuses on whether Sinn Féin can regroup. She says, that won't happen in 5 years, let alone 5 weeks. Not so, says John Cairns in the Irish Daily Mirror, who says only a fool would write off Sinn Féin. He says anything can happen during a 4 week election campaign. The spotlight is on Sinn Féin at the moment, but can shift to Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, who both have skeletons in their closets and want to keep them there. That's in the Mirror. Elsewhere in the Mirror, a report that a Stormont government minister has agreed that Northern Ireland is a dangerous place for women. He was answering a question put to him yesterday following the killing of 4 women in the north in the past 6 weeks. That was yesterday. This morning, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the body of a woman was found in a house in Donaghadee, County Down, and a man in his 50s has been arrested. The Irish Independent front page carries news that the Environmental Protection Agency has opened scores of investigations after having used drones to uncover large-scale peat extraction, which it suspects is illegal. The paper says aerial photos have shown expensive machinery, complex drainage systems and warehouses being used to extract from peat bogs on an industrial scale. Still on matters rural, in its farming supplement, the Independent reports that a new study has found that the tradition of passing on farms to male heirs is driven by a desire to keep the family surname on the land. The paper says this often sidelines women from inheriting their rightful place on the farm. There are 3 pieces on AI in the papers this morning. The Examiner tells us that an Oireachtas report into social media use by children has urged the government to punish social media companies for the harm AI does to young people. It says social media companies should be hit where it hurts, namely their profits. And AI has better bedside manner, according to a report in the Irish Times Health Supplement. It's in an opinion piece by a Swedish professor who specialises in health informatics. She says there's a so-called clinical conversation system that can take patient histories and with better bedside manner than human physicians. And what about AI helping you to walk? A letter writer in the Irish Independent, Dennis Fitzgerald, has come across AI hiking pants, which give you extra strength and can make your hike easier. They cost a few thousand, though. So Dennis writes, it might be more fun to pull on your normal pants and just go to the pub for a few beers.
I think you might be right. That's Ronan Kelly.